the guy that they liked turn up at the airport with roses and a sign. I turn up at the airport.
And it was me in a G-string.
The massive dildo stuck to your forehead.
I'm not shitting on Mitchell, but sex. You need your backbone out.
Literally.
You need your shit rocked.
I love it. Why don't I swear on it?
Yeah.
Penis.
Did you fuck anyone from our show?
No.
David?
No.
Harry?
No.
You're not going to tell him?
No. When you have really rough sex, you can just jump straight onto his face. Oh, I've got irritable bowel syndrome. I said, I need to get off.
Oh.
I could feel it brewing.
Oh.
I'd just eaten something.
Oh.
But he grabbed my hips. He must have thought I was going to come. Man.
What's going on, you little pelicans? Welcome back to the podcast. I know I did promise on my Instagram that we're going to have Cam and Emily on, but unfortunately, Emily had her voice is like broken, busted up or some shit. So we're going to get them on at a later date. So this guest is a bit of a surprise guest. She's been on here before. She's a ball of fun and she literally just touched down in LA and she's super jet lagged. But we've got Chloe Veach from Essex.
Chloe Veach from Essex. Woo!
Here she is. It's fucking crazy. I haven't seen Chloe in what, 3 years?
3 years. In person anyway.
Yeah, she's tan. She's feeling fantastic.
Glowing.
She's in LA. How long are you in LA for?
8 days.
8 days?
Yeah, 8 days.
What are your plans while you're here?
Meetings, filming, shoots, just completely smashing it out.
Oh, she's getting smashed. She's yeah. Netflix is putting her on like crazy as well. So Netflix flew you out. She's the face of Netflix.
Crazy. That's amazing. Dream come true.
It's fucking wild. So
Netflix, trust me.
What are you filming while you're here?
It's mainly hosting and presenting.
That's great.
So I really want to get into that world and I'm just manifesting it and Netflix, trust me. And I've done the reality season, Tilt to Handle, the hosting show.
How was that? Was that fun?
Meeting everyone? Oh, it was crazy. Do you know what the hardest thing was? Remembering everyone's name.
Oh, yeah, I suck with that shit.
I'm like trying to talk to someone, like interviewing them. And I'm like, yeah, babe. Because I just don't remember the name.
Yeah. That's what I'm like when I have sex. I'll be like, oh, fuck that. So I was like, fuck, what the fuck is your name?
Someone actually done that to me once. They went, oh, say my name. And I was like, I paused for like 30 seconds. And then I went, oh, yeah. And then I said it.
Really?
God was on my side that day.
That's probably why Harry comes up with all these nicknames.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck you, little pumpkin. I'm gonna cream. So have you... Okay, there's obviously a lot of speculation, but have you been seeing Mitchell? You just landed though. So like,
yeah.
Have you seen your... Is he your boyfriend?
We're not together officially. I think it's the distance, but yesterday he told me... Oh, Chloe, there's a driver that's picking you up from Netflix and they're going to take you to the hotel. I'm like, perfect. I message him when I touch down. I'm like, I'm in LA. Like, come and see me. Come and meet me at the airport. And you know, every girl has a dream. The guy that they liked turn up at the airport with roses and a sign. Well, I thought that's definitely not going to happen to me. Anyway, I turn up at the airport.
And it was me in a G-string.
The massive dildo stuck to your forehead.
No.
I'm here.
No, what did he do? What did he do?
So I walked up to him.
Yeah.
And he was hiding his face. I just thought it was a driver.
Yeah.
But he said Veach on a sign.
Aww.
And he pulled out roses. His mum was there. And I started crying.
Really?
Yeah, it was magical.
Was it weird at the airport? Was everyone watching you guys or was it okay?
To be honest, because I was just so lost in the moment. I didn't really look at anyone else.
Did you kiss him?
Yeah.
Did you suck him off?
No.
Oh, damn it. Oh, he's a virgin.
Yeah. It's all right, though.
So what happened after that? So you landed, you met his mum, he gave you the roses, a big sign.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
You
guys go home together, get married?
Well, not yet. He said, right, I've booked dinner for 8. I said, okay. Well, I landed at about 6.
Mm.
So I had literally an hour to get back, get ready, get all my stuff sorted.
Oh, so you've been full noise as soon as you touched down.
Literally, as soon as I come down, I was just like, right, dinner, meeting his parent. That sounded weird. I'm meeting his parent. Yeah, I met his mum. That was a bit nerve-wracking.
Really?
Was she nice? Well. Yeah, lovely.
Really?
Lovely, yeah. We went out for dinner.
Okay, I need to ask you. For me, I was speaking in the car a little bit about it before, but for me, physical touch is like one of my biggest love languages. Like quality time and physical touch, my top two. Like if I'm seeing someone, like I need to be around them, I need to feel their energy, and I also need to make sure I'm touching them.
Yeah.
what, like, is that a big thing for you? Because I know, like, and I'm not shitting on Mitchell. I'm a big fan of him. But sex, how are we going to go about it? What's the vibe there?
Honestly.
Because, look, Chloe, we all need
you knew me.
I know you.
When I first got onto a handle.
You need your back blown out.
Literally. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Lana.
You need your shit rocked.
I love it. And you know, I used to love it a bit too much.
Really?
So now I've kind of got through a stage where I'm growing as a person.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to love myself a bit more. Aww. And I just think I need to just stop sleeping with people. It's not doing me any favours. I'm quite surprised I've not had an STD, to be quite honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. It got that real and I was like, right, I need to sort myself out. And I've always said, and I've always cried about guys that have just treated me like shit.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to swear on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shit.
Yeah.
Say cunt, shit, nipple, shit. Dick.
Penis.
I have a highlight reel I'm putting together to cancel Harry one day.
Yeah.
So I'm compiling.
He's blackmailing me.
Things he said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's blackmailing.
Use it.
Yeah.
I'll join y'all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so with Mitchell, it's just.
He's like Prince Charming. Huh?
Every guy. Yeah, literally. He is my Prince Charming.
Yeah.
And I am trying not to sabotage it and fuck it up. Frick it up. See? I'm getting there.
You like that?
Yeah.
I feel offended because I'm Australian.
I hated.
You hated
the American accent.
But now you're.
But it wasn't anything. It was only because I was unfamiliar with it.
Yeah.
Until I then started meeting people and everyone's just so lovely.
It feels like you're in a movie, huh?
Yeah. It literally feels like I'm in a movie. I've been here less than 24 hours and we've seen
everything. I took it down to Hollywood, the Walk of Fame, and I was like, don't get too excited.
Oh, that's.
Because there's homeless people everywhere.
This is your first time in LA?
Ever.
First time
no
ever.
Way.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. We were walking outside Target earlier and I literally looked at the floor and there were stars with famous people's names on. I said, is this the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Harry?
Yeah.
And he said,
God.
Yeah.
Oh,
why would you take her there? That's like the worst place in LA.
Well, because she wanted to go to Target because she had to get her hair straightened. But we were also driving because I was like, oh, here's Rodeo Drive. And there was... there was a street that was... It was like longity. It was like literally said... something drive, like DR. She goes, look, we're in LA, Harry. There's streets named after doctors. And I was like, no, that's drive. I got it on camera.
Yeah, but you know what? That's just lazy. Because why wouldn't you just put Leggerton Drive?
Well, DR. Because you want to keep the sign
small. Yeah.
No, you just put drive.
Because she's like, we don't have that in England. I'm like, so they don't have like lanes or avenues? She's like, no, they're all roads. And I'm like, I don't know if that's entirely true. Like, they got to have like something avenue or something drive. And she's like, oh no, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely ditzy.
Yeah, but it was just sausage. Spelt proper.
What? It says drive?
Yeah, it says drive. And then avenue instead of AVE.
Damn.
Yeah.
There we go. We know what's going on. So, Chloe Veach. So, yeah, do you want to be a host? Do you want to, is that where you see yourself going? How did you transition from being a reality star on a dating show,
uh-huh,
getting pied by Corey,
yeah,
our favorite fuck boy,
cream pie.
Did he cream pie?
No.
You?
No, it just felt right to say it.
Did you ever fuck Corey?
No.
Did you fuck anyone from our show?
No.
What was the pause?
No.
David?
No.
Damn. Harry?
No.
We're not gonna tell him. No, we never. But yeah, so what was the transition like and how did the circle kind of come about for you? I know we spoke about it briefly on our last podcast, but I guess we're like a little bit more intimate right now. But how did that happen? Because I know Netflix is starting to push reality people. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get a whole bunch of auditions. Like, I just did a show or like a little mini series for their YouTube and social media. So how did you move to the next level? Because a lot of people kind of stuck.
Yeah, to be honest, for me... Without sounding like big headed, it just has happened naturally. Like,
yeah.
I've just focused on certain things.
Yeah.
And just being put in certain situations with certain people and just maintaining that positive relationship with Netflix.
Yeah.
That's all it is. If you're being a diva and you're telling them, no, I don't want to do this, where's my hair and makeup stylist? They're like, well, I'm
who
not going to work with you.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of grabbing every opportunity and I've always wanted to be a presenter.
Really?
I look
like
at Holly.
In the news?
No, not on the news. Could you imagine? Hi, this is News at 10 with Chloe Veach.
Someone's just been murdered.
Yeah. Down Dr. Drive. just, I want to, I love making people happy. I love making people laugh.
Yeah.
And imagine me on stage with a microphone.
Be fun.
Just being funny. Just being myself.
So you want to do like award shows or like just on camera? Like a playful host.
I can get you on stage if you want to do an open mic comedy.
Oh, geez. Could you imagine? Yeah. I'd just start talking about my disastrous sex life.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Abby, you little sausage. You know what undies that Chloe's wearing?
What undies? What undies are you wearing, Chloe?
She's wearing undies from your parade.
No way. They sponsor our pod. That is crazy. We appreciate the support.
No, they're really good. She loves them. She said they're comfortable. She's also been wearing the bralettes. She's been running around at home. I saw her in them. She looks fantastic.
How do you like the bralettes? There's no imprints. There's no none of that, right? That's good stuff. Good fabrics. Good for the environment.
So, and the company has great initiatives.
I know you're British, but you're basically an American hero for wearing that stuff.
Yeah. Basically.
Everyone loves you. And now, if you want to be like Chloe, if you want to refresh your top drawer with comfortable, creative basics, go to yourparade.com/tapin. And any of our listeners, for a limited time only, you can get 25% off any purchases over $40 with code TAPIN. Go to www.yourparade.com/tapin. Refresh your top drawer with colorful, creative, comfortable basics. Swipe up, and Chloe's going to be selling her dirty undies.
Dude, you're looking good. You're looking fit. You're looking happy.
Thanks, bro. So are you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's because we got Noom. Noom's been taking care of us.
We've been over here changing our daily habits through our brain.
Yep.
Instead of our...
Pretty much. It's like, it's cool because like I signed up, right? Mm. And I filled out all these questions. Like it was a lot of questions, but it's good because it's very in depth and you learn about yourself. And it's like it's a little more of like a psychological approach to weight loss, which is awesome.
Which is really good because sometimes I think that the people try and do like these fast fixes and like try and lose weight like in a week.
Yeah,
and
starve themselves. Lasts.
It doesn't last. And I think the best thing about Noom and starting your weight loss journey or trying to live a healthier life starts with your behavioral changes and doing that stuff and enjoying the process along the way. I think the best thing about Noom is maybe one day you might slip up and eat a donut. It's fine, whatever. There's no fear in ruining the whole program and doing this stuff because Noom will get you back on track. They ask you a stack of questions to make sure you're ready, make sure you're in the right frame of mind, make sure they understand your situation fully.
My goal is to get like really fit and then get good at boxing and fight TikTokers.
Yeah, I can see that for you.
Yeah, I think that's the next.
That's a good career path.
So how can they get on Noom? How can everyone else start doing this?
Super easy. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. All you have to do is sign up for your trial at noom.com/tapin. That's noom.com/tapin. Start building these better habits. Start looking after yourself a little bit better. But most importantly, you know, being a little bit happier. No. Yeah. Well, speaking of disastrous sex, what's the worst sex story that you have?
Like worst sex story.
Has someone ever like farted in your face or you're giggling? What is it? No, tell me. We need to know. We're all horny over here at Tapper.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Because it's not what they've done to me. It's what I've done to them.
Oh, no.
So basically, right, there's two. I'll just speed through them.
No, we want all the details. Come on.
Okay.
You had a hairy butthole?
No, so basically, I didn't realize that you do get some hairs on your crack because they're like really subtle hairs. I always feel when I'm in the bath and then I shave, I pull it apart and I just shave it a little bit, right? Or I get in these weird twisted up positions and I'm just like, I just need to get it all.
Take some skill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why I just get lasered.
That's a bit hard.
I do it. I squat in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And shave your butt.
You have to. Well, you never know when your ass is going to get your ass eaten. Like, I swear to God, I've had a big night and we've come home and this girl's like, put a leg up and gone for it. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm a big fan, but you just have to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You never know. So, anyway, what happened?
So, yeah, so.
You shaved your little hole?
I shaved my hole. There was this guy, little guy. I met him. He's such a lovely guy.
Yeah.
And we went to a hotel together. And he said to me, he just kept on saying, Chloe, I want to experiment. And I'm like, I'm just like a basic.
Like fuck a dude
sex.
Experiment?
No, I don't know. I think it's not none of that cuckold stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what a cuckold is?
No.
So it's someone that has a girlfriend but loves her fucking other men and then like just like completely drains the cum out of her. Yeah.
They like to watch, like be in the room.
Stuff like that, yeah.
I've heard that about big celebrities.
Yeah, they're like wearing two masks at the same time.
Oh.
That's a cuckold.
I've seen a couple of them.
But yeah, so I was in bed with this guy and he keeps on saying to me, Chloe, like, I really want to experiment. And I'm thinking, am I not
fun enough?
Fun enough.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little bit wild, not going to lie, but yeah. I'm not basic. So I said, okay. And I remember licking the ring of my ex and he loved it. How do you say that in sexy terms? Licking bum.
No, you have to say it like softly, like licking his little ring.
Don't look at me in the eyes when you say that.
Sorry. So you licked his hole?
Yeah.
Was it shitty?
No.
What did it taste like?
No, because the funny bit is the lead up to it, Harry. I said to him, okay, you want to experiment? He went, yeah. I went, okay, lay down. Face away from me. He was like, okay. So he's like on his back. I didn't realize. Because normally you just lay them down and just like, or like lift the legs up. But he got on all fours and arched his back and he looked really uncomfortable. And I didn't know how to get out of the situation. I got really anxious. I thought, oh, I'm just going to have to go in for the kill.
No.
I went in for the kill. Yeah, he didn't like it. And he kind of jumped up like a buckaroo. And I was just like, oh no, he didn't like it. Even I didn't mean by experimenting, lick my bum hole. And yeah, I just kind of got the wires crossed. Okay. It was in the moment, it doesn't sound that bad. No. In the moment, he looked at me as if to say, what the fuck are you doing? You've got me on all fours. I said I want to have sexy sex and you've just licked my bum.
Was it just like a little... Or was it like you just fully grabbed...
It was like a little...
Okay, hold up. You're in the situation. You go to your girl. Hey, I want to experiment. She's like, okay, get on all fours. Spread your cheeks.
I didn't say that though.
No, he does it.
Yeah.
What is he expecting going to happen?
Yeah.
What was his thought process?
Yeah. Wait, so he got on all fours, spread his butt. And
yeah.
Spread
so you could
out,
see his
then
entire
surprise
hole.
Surprise when yeah. he licked his butt. Maybe yeah. he wanted you to peg him.
Did you have that conversation?
No.
Was he hard?
It was too awkward.
That's a little like, I don't know how you expect
no, because I told him to turn around.
Okay.
So I think he must have just thought, she wants me to get on all fours. What's she going to do to me? Like, wank me off from underneath? Or,
here's a
like,
carrot.
What is she going to do? Yeah.
Here's my uncle. Get in here.
Yeah, exactly. Dad.
Keep it in the family. No, so what happened after that?
After that.
Did you have normal sex?
No, it kind of just stopped.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he didn't eat you a butthole?
No, the mood went.
Oh.
And every single time, this is why I'm so, I don't mind being celibate now.
Right.
I can genuinely say celibate.
When was
I can't remember. I can't remember the last time I had sex.
Really?
I'm genuinely being honest with you.
Same. No, I actually can't.
Do you believe him?
I was drunk.
No, I don't believe him.
No, I actually can't believe. Oh. I can't remember the last time I had sex.
No way.
Who was it with? I don't know.
Oh.
I can't remember.
Lucky girl.
So, and then what was the next story that you said you had too?
Let me just think, because it came to my head a second ago.
All right, so you never ate that dude's ass ever since then?
No.
Oh.
Just stopped seeing him.
Oh, right away.
Stopped speaking
to
him.
That was the kicker.
No,
that
it just got awkward. It just got really awkward.
Oh.
Yeah.
Imagine explaining to your friends, oh, why'd you guys break up? Well, I licked his asshole.
No,
I mean,
because...
wait, have you hooked up with him before that you opened with butthole eating?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Well, the first thing.
First thing you ever did?
No. Oh. I'd had sex with him before.
Oh.
Like, we were okay. constantly at it.
Okay.
Constantly.
Right.
And then
he
said,
was a little dude.
Yeah. And he,
we gotta love our little men.
Got on all fours.
Oh. Chloe, you know what I love after just a big session of just getting fucked?
Liquid death.
Oh!
Wow, dude.
We're all over here cracking some liquid death. If you don't know what it is water in a can.
It's water.
It's the best water.
But it looks not like water.
Everybody who I hand this to,
they come.
Gives me a dirty look.
Yeah,
because
it's
they
so
go,
horny.
Why did you just hand me a beer? And I go, no, it's water, you degenerate.
Well, she's 8 weeks sober.
Yeah.
So this is
I
perfect.
I thought you were about to say 8 weeks pregnant.
Imagine.
Give her eight
well,
weeks
Well, you could
after
drink
today.
This if you were 8 weeks pregnant.
Exactly.
You could. You could be cool at a party drinking your liquid death. And I was saying, like, 8 weeks sober, because this would be perfect for her. She'll go to a party. You know, her minge won't smell. You know, sometimes when you have beer, it smells yeasty.
Gets a bit disco mingy.
Now we have the solution. It's if you want to get some liquid death, go to liquiddeath.com/tap in. You get a free set of koozies, or You can grab it at any 7-Eleven or Whole Foods in America.
I go to 7-Eleven and I get a case of Liquid Death and a case of condoms and I get to work, dude.
Oh, amazing. Dude. Keep you hydrated.
Exactly.
Wow. Pound.
There you go. Thanks, guys. And then the next story. So what happened? Another awkward thing.
Okay, so...
Did he do it to you or was it...
Again, no, so it's a completely different guy.
Hey, at least you're open. You're trying different things and...
Yeah, exactly. Trying to keep it moving. I mean, what do you... I've just remembered. This is disgusting.
Oh, like, God.
This never normally happens.
I've heard that before.
So I was with this guy. I was with him for months. Like, I was besotted in love. Mm. And... we were having like really rough sex. And you know when you have really rough sex with a girl and you can just like air gets pushed in and out and it's just queefy. Wet and you can hear the squelching. Well, that happened. And then he said 69. And I was like, yeah, jumped straight onto his face.
Yeah.
And I've gone down. I've got IBS.
What is that?
Like irritable bowel syndrome. So I thought, I really hope I don't shit on his face.
No!
So I said to him, this is my boyfriend of like months and months. I've already moved in. I'm living with him. So I thought, even if I have a little queef, it's fine. Just laugh it off. Well, anyway, I said to him, I need to get off because I could feel it. Like,
no.
I could feel it brewing. And where I was arching, like on his face, I thought, no, it's going to fall out. So I'd just eaten something and I was like, it's definitely going to smell. I said to him, I'm really sorry. I said, wait. And you know when a girl says, wait, it's like, oh, she's obviously going to do something. So I went to get off. But he grabbed my hips and like dug his face in.
I would have done the same.
And I went, no, wait. He must have thought I was going to come.
And
yeah.
And you shit on him?
No, fine. He just come out, Harry. It was a little...
It wasn't like a proper.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't a.
It wasn't wet at all. One. It wasn't wet.
No, it
did
was wet.
Pink eye?
No, he didn't.
What did he say?
Nothing. I kind of, because I was embarrassed. I thought I'll just laugh it off.
Yeah.
Or say like, oh shit, sorry. Mm. But he genuinely didn't care. He did not stop even after.
That's a good boyfriend.
Very good boyfriend. Yeah. But I just felt so awkward.
How did you know? I've never had IBS. How do you know that's about to? You're about to shit yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, you said IBS, you know it's about to come out.
No, so because I've got IBS.
Oh, it's like a general term.
You
can
just
shoot
like,
yourself at any moment.
Yeah.
Your stomach is
basically
probably rumbling.
I could drink this drink. And,
actually?
Yeah.
How do you get rid of that?
You can't. Just
so you're
going to
shit
diet.
Yourself all your life?
Not shit myself. I mean, if I need to go, I need to go.
Oh, shit. So you can't be like, hey guys, we're filming a show. It's a really important scene. I'm about to shit my pants.
Yeah, no, literally. Remember in Talk to Handle, I was away for a day and a night in hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had a runny bum. You had tap ass.
No, I had the opposite.
You had hard poos.
I was
you couldn't shit.
I was constipated.
So you've got shit issues. What? So you can either shit too easy or it doesn't come out.
It doesn't come out.
That's
annoying.
They
had to stick a meter tube
up your
up
arse
my ass.
Is that kind of nice?
Not really. Oh. Not when it was like there was loads of men and women in the room and I was screaming, crying. I had morphine drips and I was just like...
And then you come back to the show. Mm. Oh, no one knows that.
No.
That's... There you go.
That's
guys.
An exclusive.
Exclusive. I had that happen to me one time.
Did you? What's it called? A colonic?
Enema.
Apparently they're good for you.
Oh, right. Okay.
And like, I think I mentioned this on the last episode. One doctor after another just kept fingering me. And I was just like, figure it out, guys.
Yeah,
he's like, I keep coming. Figured out, I'm running out of jizz. Fucking, I've never had anything up my ass. Not yet, anyway. I think one time I did try.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a shower, I was at university. I'm like, I want to see what the hype is about. And I was just more confused because I was like, I don't know if I like this or not.
Mm.
I was very confused because apparently G-spot's up there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Have you ever fingered a dude?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very confident. Is
yeah.
It? How many dudes have you fingered?
Three.
Like all the way?
Full on.
Was
only
it?
When I've got short nails. because otherwise it's just gross.
Is it like a is it like a come here motion or is it like a jackhammer?
You just slowly put it in and just like it's the sensation of it and then you just like hook.
Does it actually make and then like bust slowly quit?
Yeah.
Really?
Especially if you're like doing two different motions. We've literally gone from career speaking, Chloe, what you do with your life, to I'm abstaining from sex, to I fingered a lot of bums in my time. This podcast's the one, isn't
it? You've come full circle.
Yeah, we go everywhere.
It. Yeah.
Is there anyone on your hit list that you want to fuck? We may as well.
Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's. I'd fuck Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Honestly, sweetheart. And have you ever seen the film Cinderella Story?
Nah.
Right.
Wow, what happened?
Austin Ames.
Oh.
If anyone listening to this has watched that film or hasn't watched it, go watch it.
Really? He's the guy. Well, what's gonna happen next then? Because you and Mitch, not very exclusive. You are exclusive, but you have to go back to London.
Yeah, I've got to go back to London. To be honest, we speak all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just without even saying anything to each other. Like I had some filming to do last week, with one of my exes, and I had to. I didn't have to, but I messaged Mitch out of courtesy and was like, just thought I'd let you know that this is what I'm doing.
I fingered his mum on set.
Yeah, just a little bit. No, and it's just a respect thing, and I need to try it out.
Is he very confident in himself? He's a very good looking dude. Mm. Like, or does he get like insecure, like worried about what you're doing?
No.
Because I know you were saying you built up your confidence now.
Yeah.
What was the turning point for you to go from like being like a little bit worried about your body to like now I'm Chloe fucking Veach?
Mm. What happened? I mean, the show gave me a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
But then after coming off the show, like my confidence down spiraled because I was comparing myself to everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't look like Kylie Jenner. Why do I not look like her? Like, I want a bum. And then I was thinking about getting my boobs done again. And I thought, why am I injecting so much hate into myself?
Right.
And I just thought, these are just things that are going on in my head that no one else is even saying to me.
Yeah.
So I need to just inject myself with love and not dick.
Oh, we hate. Well, dick's good.
Yeah, I love dick.
We love a good call.
Was there any like books or anything you read or anything like that?
No.
Like self-help books?
No.
No, you just figured it out.
Yeah.
I guess for young people struggling, did you, because I remember we just got breakfast and you were saying that you were like, oh, curvy girls are in or this and that. Did that make you want to eat more or like what was that effect on you mentally? Were you just sitting yourself looking in the mirror going, I need to eat more, I need to do this or did you just flip the switch one day and go, fuck it, I am who I am?
Yeah, I think it was just that point in my life where I just had to accept, you know what, I am always going to have a pancake bum unless I go to the gym. Do I want to go to the gym? No, I'm too lazy. Yeah. That's fine. I've just got to deal with it. I've got to accept it. And yeah, just, I don't know how I done it. I think it's just over time, if you surround yourself with the right people, they'll love you for whoever you are. Oh. And it helps with Mitch as well.
He's a sweetheart. Huh?
Yeah, he makes me feel like I'm special.
Oh.
And I think that's why I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Because he's told me that he doesn't want to have sex until he's married. And I'm like, okay. And I'm slowly starting to...
Is there ways you can work around it? Like anal?
I think I heard it in one of his... Because I've Googled some of his answers to his interviews. I'm like, because I don't want to ask him like...
Maybe he could put like a strap on and hit you with that. Maybe that's kind of...
I mean, I don't know. I mean, vibrators, I really hope that would be okay.
Yeah. Are you staying with him while you're out here?
I'm not staying with him, no. I'm in a hotel. So we went out for dinner last night and then he dropped me back. And a part of me was like, I'm glad that he's not coming in because I don't want to be that girl that's like all horny, sexy, like in my underwear and like rubbing myself on him.
Do you think it puts a lot of pressure on your relationship because you're probably a little bit like cautious of how you... like when you're like alone, do you think it puts pressure on you?
Yeah. Like when I kiss him, I feel like I've got to hold back.
Really?
Because if we get into like a proper passionate snog, I will just want to jump on him.
He's a good looking dude.
Mm.
How old is he? He's young, isn't he?
He's 22. 20,
yeah, 22.
I like him. He's my awesome. Age.
He's just a stallion.
Yeah?
Stallion. Are you at what?
No, he's great. He's so ripped. He's a good-looking dude. He's not really your usual type. No. You like fuckheads.
Yeah, you.
No, she does. Like pieces of shit. Like Corey, he treated you like absolute trash on the show, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys made friends ever since?
So that's kind of what I was talking about like last week I done some filming to do with that, to like tie loose ends.
Yeah.
So that'll be out soon. Keep your eyes peeled. But I've invited him to events, tried to keep the peace. Because you know me, I'm not someone that goes around slagging everyone off thinking, oh. Yeah. But yeah, I just said to him, do you want to go out? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And then he'll blow me out. So.
Come on, Corey, you fucking pelican. Come on, do better.
Mitchell was here though.
Do you like your toes being sucked?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of my exes. This, do you know what, right? I've got this tattoo, which resembles an ex. The date I met him. Can't even remember the date. Wow. Can't even remember it.
No, we got silly tattoos over here as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm loaded.
I got this. I was with someone for 4 years. And
you were dating someone for 4 years?
Yeah.
What was the biggest thing that kept you guys going? Like, do you guys go to communicating? Or what?
My nipple nearly fell out.
Oh.
Say that again.
No, so 4 years. I've never been with someone more than 10 minutes. So what was the biggest key thing for you to keep that together? Were you guys living together? Were you married?
No, I was just young. I was like 13 when I got with him. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, 17. But I was about 4 years. I was just young.
Yeah.
That was it. Went to school, went on holidays with family, and then realized we need to part.
Okay, we'll finish. We'll wrap this up. But for young men listening, what's good advice that you could give? Like, obviously, going on these shows, like, taught the hand and we're not allowed to fuck. But some people did. But, like, what can you see from young dudes? Like, what would be a good piece of advice if they're trying to get a girlfriend like you? If there's dudes that are trying to date you, what would you say to them?
Put your ego to the side. If you have a massive ego, like, chivalry, open doors.
Yeah.
Just be polite all times.
Enjoy putting a finger in your bum.
Yeah. Experiment. Yeah. To me, eye contact.
Yeah.
Is a very, very big thing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm sitting down having a conversation, they're like looking everywhere. And I'm like, you're not interested. Yeah. Ask questions. Like, be interested in that person. Like, be in the moment with them at all times. Mm. And that memory will just... Oh. They'll like you.
Oh.
So if anyone wants to date me...
Hey,
I'm joking.
I got your back. Anyway.
But I was actually going to promote your dating thing.
Oh, my dating app? Oh, yeah. Lolly. Yeah. So are you on it?
Yeah, yeah, I get notifications like once a week, and it just goes, "Hey, did you fart? Because you just blew us away." I'm like, "Bro, you already used this line."
Oh, really? Yeah, because he's matching dudes on there. No, no. But yeah, I do my dating app, which has been really lit. If you are bored and horny, download Lolly. It isn't available in all countries yet. We're still working on that, but it's blowing up right now. I'm also paying people to do TikToks for us, so... Go to my TikTok, hit the link in my bio, and we'll pay you to post TikToks. We will need ambassadors. But anyway, Chloe, where can everyone find you?
Instagram, Chloe Veach Official. TikTok, it's Chloe Veach. And the rest, just Chloe Veach.
Just Google her. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you did enjoy this episode, please leave 5 stars. If you did enjoy it and you want to give us some feedback, DM us, DM me, DM Tapping Clips, DM Chloe. And leave a comment, thumbs up, and we love you the most. Thank you so much for tapping in.
Thank you for letting me tap in.
Oh. Meow. Oh, yeah.